Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
How about that, huh? Tom Brady likes the nickname, Shyam. I figured you'd be much more excited about that.
I'm pumped. I love this. Tom Brady gets it. He understands it. I had to fight with my show on Friday about this to the point where they had
your
to put
show.
Up a poll. Yeah, yeah, yeah. With
the Chris Shyam
show.
Yeah, no, I listen to Chris Shyam show every morning. Yeah.
6 to 10, Monday through Friday.
Maybe one day. And then my show was like, or the yeah, the,
yeah, our show.
Our show was like, yeah, no way. Draco's way better of a nickname. They put up a poll, and that poll, Drake May, smashed. So, you know, just. Just
what was it
it's
again?
Not, that's not a
Draco.
Nickname,
Draco.
Though.
Yeah,
it is. Because
it's on his profile reference.
Drake May is just a really long way of saying his name twice.
No, that's it's a nickname for a, he is him.
Yeah, Mego.
Come on.
Yeah, get with the times.
Draco, that's a reference to guns. That's it's very bad. We can't have that.
Well,
that's, you know, you gotta
Pop Douglas said on our show, he's like, that's what some of us call him in the locker room. Not Will Campbell. Will Campbell clearly prefers Drake May. And that is clearly the number one nickname for Drake May.
Very good. So it's the Drake twice and May. Okay, I thought it was Drake May. It's Drake, no. Drake May.
That's what I thought
yes,
last
it's,
week.
Okay. It's, so it's
I thought it was Drake May.
No, it's yeah, Drake quotation marks, Drake May and quotation marks May.
Okay.
Tom Brady's like, I also find this funny. Ha-ha.
I love Tom Brady's right.
Hey.
I told Tom Brady.
I definitely understand what this
I
means.
I told Tom Brady to shut up like 2 weeks ago. That he can talk about. He can if he's going to say positive things about Drake May,
what
he can
did
speak.
What did TB12 say that you told him to shut up?
No,
about?
He just doesn't. Like when it was the Pats Buccaneers game, he's just like, don't make me pick a side.
Right, he just
refuses to actually, if you're going to be an analyst, analyze,
well,
Tom.
That's,
otherwise, just talk on Sundays when you're asked.
I enjoy that you're telling this story as if you were in conversation with Tom Brady.
We were
I told him to shut
like,
up.
Shut up.
I was on
sure
the Chris John
sure
show.
Right?
6 to 10, Monday to Friday.
That would have been great. Anyways, Drake May today against a historically bad Cincinnati Bengals defense. Is this going to be the day where he has the big breakout, bright lights, 400-yard, 4-touchdown, oh my God, this guy's legit type of game? Are we going to see those kind of numbers today?
I got to hope so, because it would be the perfect opportunity to have one of those like MVP statement games where it's like, yeah, I'm just going to, this is where I pad my stats a little bit kind of game. He's had moments already like that. The improvisation on the drive against the Jets and the game against the Bills and the Bucks, and so he's already had like MVP style moments. But this is the kind of game where you can really look at the counting numbers and pad those stats hard, so that you can kind of make yourself even closer with Matthew Stafford in terms of touchdown passes and really set yourself apart in terms of yards and all those things. So I think this is a nice little opportunity for him to do that.
Yeah, certainly could be. Matthew Stafford, really what has him sort of in the lead now is only the two interceptions. That's going to be timing, unless he goes out and has a really, really ugly game. But it does seem as though, just based on the politics of the award, you know, like I feel like that comes into play often. And for someone like Stafford, you know,
he's, career achievement.
Really, I mean, he's never he doesn't have a whole lot of career achievement. So that could be it could be the thing where they look. He's 37. Drake May's 23, and the voters say, "Well, May will be back there. Let's give it to Stafford."
If I had to predict, though, from the perspective of the Patriots, I would guess that they're going to focus way more on the ground game.
You think so?
Because they are working Ramondre Stevenson back in. They still haven't completely solved the running game, and so finding the balance between Ramondre Stevenson, Travion Henderson is not as sexy a storyline as 400 passing yards for Drake May.
Nailed I'll take 300 passing yards. We could do that.
Right, but I don't think that they're looking at the perspective of, ooh, we got to get our guy a banner
I'm
day
sure
for
not.
His
no,
MVP conversation. It's going to be, hey, this is a good opportunity for us to try some stuff, figure some stuff out as we look towards the postseason.
Unless they do care about the Cam Newton comments, then they might be like, all right, let's push the gas pedal a little bit with Drake
May.
Or do
they care about Drake getting the MVP? That's that'll be something that you watch. I'm going to guess that he doesn't have 300 yards, but in the all 11 games that he's played this year, he has every game over 200 yards, which is
that's
interesting
something.
That he's never hit 300.
Can't say that about Matthew Stafford.
And he's been at 250 his four straight.
What is this? What do you guys think about this with Matt Stafford? He's got 7 more touchdowns than Drake does, throwing touchdowns. 27 to Drake's 20, but 13 of those touchdowns all were within 3 yards of the goal line.
Yeah.
13 of them. Yeah, so a lot of little bitty touchdown passes.
But isn't that also the toughest part of the field to execute offensively?
For the Patriots, it is.
I mean, in the red zone, because everything is so, like, in that super condensed area. I mean, there's.
So maybe, so that's maybe more impressive then, huh?
Yeah,
they also have one of the
for
best.
For me, I like a, 43-yard bomb, okay, like
yeah,
everybody
course.
Else. But I wouldn't knock some of those passes or anything because of where they are in the red zone. It's hard to execute down there.
I guess that's fair. I think the bigger knock that you can use is that Matt Stafford also has one of the highest rated rushing attacks in football compared to Drake May, who, as we argued with our hand earlier, like, the rushing attack for this Patriots team has sucked for the large portion of this season so far. So, like, that is something that Drake May has had to overcome. And Drake May's also not throwing a Puka Nacua and Davante Adams.
Correct.
I think those are two big things that go against Matthew Stafford compared to Drake May.
Yeah, no question about it. The MVP race is one that'll probably pick up here. As Josh Allen, I think, probably just threw his way right out of it in that game against Houston.
Yeah. Horse race.
It's now, he's now behind Taylor. We'll see how Taylor does against the Chiefs here. We'll get into some of these other matchups that are coming up and what that's all going to be like. And I think that for what you were just saying, Mego, about trying stuff out, I'm all for trying stuff out. But if I'm the Patriots, how about you go and you just blow doors? You know, please. I don't want to let Cincinnati hang around while you're trying stuff out. You know, the Jets were hanging in that game until the fourth quarter. Like, they only beat the Saints by a touchdown, not even a touchdown, 6 points. So, like, I'm all for working on things. But I also think it's Sunday. You're on the road. You know, go out there and score. Like, don't be worried about working on stuff.
I don't think this is going to be, like, the level of, hey, let's see how Kristaps Porzingis does with his perimeter defense out here, in December, trying out stuff like that just to see how it looks a couple years ago. Just something that I hated at that time.
I hated that, too.
But I do think that there's something to, you have a soft opponent. You're coming off, 10 days rest, whatever it is that they had. And so, if you want an advantage of looking into the playoffs and understanding who your team is, you have to build up the running game. And you have to work Ramondre back in there. And as we said last week, and as you guys just said a couple minutes ago, I want Travion Henderson to be the lead back. I want him to have the bulk of it, but they got to figure out the distribution and they got to have a productive running day today.
10 days off, these coaches are probably going nuts. They're going to have a couple new wrinkles. They will. I don't think they're going to do anything completely out of what they're comfortable with, but there will be some new wrinkles that they've come up with, partly because they have 10 days and partly because they want to put stuff on film that makes other teams that they're going to be playing down the road have to game plan for.
Mm-hmm.
That's something you want to do. You want to show things that they go, oh, crap, now we got to plan for this too? Okay, all right, just puts more on the opponent's plate.
Like, would it shock you today if they run like a flea flicker in the first quarter? Like, it's just like they're going to throw random crap at the wall just to, again, like, skew some of the numbers and be like, oh, man, we have to kind of be prepared for this now.
Yeah, that might be true. Yeah.
Like one of Josh's wonky trick plays that he loves to try and run, like, I would fully expect to see
one. They've done the double. With which
Well, he almost got Drake May killed the last time he did a double pass.
Right,
so, for the love of God, please
be careful. I would almost put that on Vrabel because who were they playing? They were playing the Browns. The Browns did the double pass in a couple series before that, and that's Vrabel saying, oh, you want to do the double pass on us? Watch this. So I think
anything
that was almost—
anything you could do, I could do better.
Right. I think that, and Vrabel has the tendency to do that, if you remember when Bill was here. So I that to me, I'd put that more on Vrabes.
Okay.
Then I would on Josh.
Either way, don't get Drake May killed.
Don't
get
killed.
I want him to go out there and look like Notre Dame against Syracuse yesterday. I just wanted to be 42-0 in the first
three
quarter.
Three touchdowns.
Georgia versus Charlotte.
Yeah, something like that. That would be great. Don't let them hang around. Don't let them feel like they have a chance in this game. You know, not that I feel like Joe Flacco is going to lead them to victory or anything, but you know, T. Higgins is still playing.
You know that game, that Notre Dame had three touchdowns before their offense even touched the ball.
Yeah.
They were down 21-0 before the Notre Dame offense even got a chance to touch the football.
Belt to ass is what
that brings up a good point, though, Tad, which is the defense. Where is your confidence level with the defense right now? You are going up against Joe Flacco, who can still sling it, and they can put points up, even though they're going to be without Ja'Marr Chase, and that's a big loss. Like, do you look at this defense and say that's, like, at least a B-plus defense?
I think you have to at this point, right? I mean, I think the run defense has proven to you that they are legitimately good. Like, that is a very good unit, a very good front, and I think that they can contend with anybody's trenches. I think that is a thing you can hang your hat on. The secondary, to me, I would say, is probably still a little bit of a question mark. Like, early in these games, sometimes you get beat deep a little bit. Sometimes you lose coverage. Like, I don't know. I think they could be on fraud watch a little bit, but I think the run defense is without question really good.
I would agree, and I love all defenses. Great ones have a really good run defense. I do worry that they are trying to generate more pressure because I just think with the four-man rush, it's been below average. So they blitz more, and then they get soft in their coverage, and then so teams can like kind of move the ball down the field. And then what happens is when teams get in the red zone, the Patriots are second to worst in the red zone. They keep teams out of the red zone better than any other team in the NFL. But when they get to the red zone, the Patriots are almost the worst team in the red zone.
And I think the big difference for me going forward in the second half of the season is going to be like the takeaways, right? Mm. They've been very kind of balanced in terms of giveaways and takeaways. If this defense can start generating takeaways as it gets colder, as games get a little grindier, like that's a word, but
grindier.
Yeah. Go on.
Like, interesting.
I think there's a chance that this defense starts to be better the more they get a couple takeaways.
They've had one takeaway in the last three games. And it was a fumble by the quarterback, Justin Fields. So they have not turned the ball over in the last three games. That is not good.
Patriots and the Bengals getting underway at 1:00. We never got to this, but the Bengals inactives, nothing too big here. Samaje Perine's out, Jermaine Burton, the wide receiver, Cam Grandy, the Grandy man, the tight end, Trey Hendrickson, and Cam Sample all out for the Bengals. No surprises. Sean Clifford, your emergency third quarterback.
And Ja'Marr Chase.
And Ja'Marr Chase, yes. He was ruled out earlier in the week. But, he's not on the list.
I would also just be, for the Patriots defense, I would be keeping an eye on what Mike Gesicki does today. I feel like when one of their top two receivers is out, he tends to step up. He is healthy now. I think this is his first game back in a little while. So I would be weary of what Mike Gesicki will do against this defense today.
All right, there you go. That's the voice of Chris Scheim. He's going to get you caught up on what's trending. And when we come back, my favorite segment, we're going to shoot some questions at Ted Johnson. It's the top Ted list, and it's coming your way right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I disagree. I think he has a pretty big head, personally.
So
I mean, come on, let's be honest.
It is bigger head than he's giving me credit for, no doubt.
The neck is undeniable, but it's a pretty big head.
Something about Pat Summerall and John Madden talking about you playing is awesome, man.
Sure is. You know, Summerall never got excited. Like, he was the best, but he never, he never yelled, you know? Like, he'd never get, like,
didn't need
pumped
to.
He was just so good.
Yeah,
just
John
calling
did
the game.
All that. Yeah,
yeah, really was. All right, it is just about, close to 10:30 here. We got questions. Ted's got answers. It's time for the Top Ted List.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Top Ted List.
All right, for the uninitiated, the Top Ted List is very simple. Mego, Shime, and I are just going to fire questions at Ted. He's going to answer them, and then he's going to get up and storm off once he gets tired of it. So let's go ahead and start with our first question, and it is a comparison question here, hypothetical.
Yep.
Who wins a Super Bowl first, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, or Drake May?
It's, and this is going to sound, turn some people off, but it's Drake May. It's Drake May.
You just turned Shime on.
I have no idea.
Some people are rolling their eyes, but I...
Tell them, Teddy.
I said this week earlier on when I came, I did the breakdown with Phil Perry. I said, I'm coming out of the shadows. I'm just saying it like it is. I would take Drake May over any other quarterback in the NFL. And so all those teams have great quarterbacks, but I take our quarterback over them. And a lot of those, the DNA in the Bengals, and I think the DNA in the Bills is kind of got a loserish kind of DNA to them. And so in Mahomes, I don't know, he feels burnt out a little bit. They just feel like burnt out. And I don't think he is going to, I think.
Burrow,
I think,
you mean?
Burrow. But Burrow's, yeah, Burrow. And so I believe in our guy. I really do. And I just think they got more going on here than those other places. So I'm going to say Drake May wins the Super Bowl before those
Quick
guys.
Follow-up. Sorry to do this, but do you think there's a chance that either Burrow, Allen, or Jackson, that any of them don't ever win a Super Bowl?
There is a chance. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that would be something if Allen never gets to a Super Bowl. I mean, because, I mean, even.
He's
I mean,
so talented.
There's only, a couple guys that have made the Hall of Fame that have never even made it to a Super Bowl?
Never gone to one, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so, like, at least Marino went to one.
Right.
Burrow's been the one.
Yeah. Yeah. So speaking of Joe Burrow, Ted, will Joe Burrow's career be defined by his injuries, or do you think he'll figure this out in the second half of his career?
Man, I think, I'm going to say, I don't think it'll be defined by that. I mean, how old is he? He's still
relatively
young.
He's older than you think because okay. I think he transferred a bit in college.
I mean, would you say it's been defined by
injury? Yeah, he's 28 already.
I mean, you'd like to think that he plays another 10 years, right? I mean, would you say his career has been defined by injury so far?
I think it has. Yeah. So far to this point, it has been underwhelming because of the injuries, right? I mean, he's missed now. He played only 10 games this rookie season, 10 games in 23, and then this season, he's only played 2.
Okay, so so far, you could say it's been defined by that. I think he's got 10 more years in him, and so thus, I'm just going to assume that it will not be defined by injuries, but you never know. That's where I'd lean.
I'm going to pivot to another famous Bengal. Did you ever consider... at any point in your professional playing career, a name change a la Ocho Cinco?
You know what? I saw this question. I was like, man, it's never occurred to me.
Not necessarily that, but or did you ever think about like branding? It was less so a thing in your day, but branding a nickname or anything like that.
You know, I mean, I think you guys know maybe you don't know, but the nicknames I was being given. Got to be given a nickname, right? You can't come up with your own.
Oh, no, you can't.
But I heard that the Buffalo Bills had a nickname for me, Cement Head Ted.
And then
the Dolphins had a nickname for me called Ted the Head. So I have a hard head, I guess. And so those offensive linemen had nicknames for me. But my name was Ted Johnson Jr. I'm just the exact same name as my dad. Not the most creative. I've always wanted to be a Bo, like a Bo Johnson. You know, I just always wanted that name.
That's hard.
You know,
strong.
I would change it to maybe Bo, but
that's metal.
Do it now.
Bo.
Do it today.
I might do that.
We'll call you Bo.
Okay.
Call you whatever you want.
You can be our Bo.
Okay.
All right. Ted, next question. Who is your favorite Patriot before you were drafted by them?
That would be one, Andre Tippett.
Okay.
Tip was one of my favorite players. I was also, believe it or not, a fan of Iowa football, believe it or not. I have family in Iowa, so I followed the Hawkeyes back in the day. He left before that 85 team that was ranked number one there for a little bit with Chuck Long as the quarterback. But I loved Andre Tippett. And then also Michael Haynes was one of my favorite players.
Sure.
So those two guys were – I honestly did not see a lot of the Patriots games where I was living in San Diego, but those were my two favorite players.
Ted, is the Tiger, the Bengal Tiger in this case, but the Tiger the most intimidating of the wild felines?
You know, probably so. That's a good question. I didn't see that question either.
Oh, it's down on the next page.
Yeah, that's all right. We're talking about
lions or tigers.
So yeah, tigers
are the two big ones,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, but here's the thing, right? Lions live in the Sahara or like the savanna, right? So it's kind of open, not much place to hide. Where tigers, big jungle cats.
Yeah, well,
so
that's,
real. Yeah,
and I think
sneak up on
the
you.
Way they look. I mean, I know the lions have the big kind of fur around their. But the tigers are more intimidating, I would say.
And male lions really don't do a whole lot. They just kind of like hang out all day and the ladies go out and do all the hunting.
Lazy.
You didn't have to say lions.
Yeah.
What?
You didn't have to say the male lions. Just say
sorry.
Males in general. Yes.
All right, fair enough.
So don't do a whole lot. All right, my turn. Since we are coming up on our big holiday week, did you enjoy playing on Thanksgiving as an NFL player, or was it ever kind of a slog? Like, I would like the day with my family.
Nope. I'm all good. I would let me play on all holidays. I loved playing on the holidays. I just feel like there's holidays. I only got 5 months to play this game, and I know everybody's watching the game on Thanksgiving, even people who are not football fans are watching on Thanksgiving. So I got to play once against the Lions. It was awesome in 2002. Who was the quarterback? Joe
Harrington?
Joe Harrington from Oregon.
I hated Joe Harrington. I hated him because he kicked the Buffalo's ass in the Fiesta Bowl when I was a freshman at CU.
Oh, did he?
Oh,
really?
Yeah, and they kept showing him playing the piano. And I was, I hated it.
So we put it on him. That was fun. That was I underrated one of the better stadiums I've ever played in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Ford Field was great. But, yeah. I loved it, Meg. I loved playing on holidays when I knew everybody was watching.
Did you ever get to do the big turkey leg thing? Were you like bite the turkey leg or
that was,
on TV? And
yeah, that was a John Madden thing. And
yeah, the turducken.
I think he had maybe just had already retired or passed at that point. So, yeah, I never got to do that. That would have been fun, though.
Vince with the turkey leg is what I always think of. Vince Wilfork.
Yes.
Because he actually took a real bite out of that thing. All right, Ted. The Bengals have one of the worst defenses of all time. Which team had the worst defense that you've ever seen?
Man, I've racked my brain. I couldn't think of one. I mean,
really?
From a statistical standpoint, there's not a worse defense than this Bengals defense. And I was trying to think of really some bad ones. Yeah, and I just couldn't come up with any real good answer for that. I don't know. I've great defenses. Miami Dolphins always thought was one of my favorite with Zach Thomas in there. But worst defenses, there's no defense categorically, historically, is worse than this year's Cincinnati Bengals defense.
Okay.
As we talked about it and they said it, I love a big man who eats. So, Ted, I have to ask you, have you ever tried the Cincinnati-style chili?
You know what? I've heard about it, right? I've never had it, so the description sounds awful.
Awful, really. Chili on pasta doesn't sound good.
They put it on spaghetti.
It's just like having meat sauce on pasta, right? Yeah.
It's not like having meat sauce on pasta. It's
I don't know about that. Real quick, is chili with if you don't have beans in it?
What?
I say no.
Yes.
Isn't that just ground beef?
No. Some people would say yes. Some people are believers in having chili without beans. I am a gotta have beans in the chili.
I love beans. I'm fine with beans in it, but I think it can still be chili without beans.
What would be in it? It's just ground beef or ground turkey.
There's beef and there's
tomatoes.
Yeah, tomatoes and peppers.
Yeah. But you got to have the bean in. A lot of people do not believe in having beans in your chili. I would not call it chili if it doesn't have any beans.
Interesting.
Well, I'm not eating those people's chili.
Is that a Texas thing? Isn't that like a Texas thing?
It is a regional thing. I'm not sure exactly which region believes in the beans without the beans. But yeah, it's a regional thing.
Interesting.
Megan?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
All right, I'll go. No, it's okay. I can go again. All right, here we go, Ted. Who throws for more yards today? Shedeur Sanders against the Raiders or Tyrod Taylor against the Ravens?
Great question.
You're not going to like this, but I'm not a believer in Shedeur. So he came in relief last week, threw one interception. I don't think even with a week to prepare, he's going to be that good. Now, Tyrod Taylor.
It's against the Raiders, though. They suck.
I got you. He was drafted in the fifth round, buddy. Mm. I'm sorry. I mean, and I just don't like how he's kind of been talking this week. I think he's going to have a rough day. Tyrod Taylor, I don't know if this is a guy that comes in and does pretty good when he goes in there. I know the Ravens defense, believe it or not, in the last four games, they have not given up more than 19 points.
They've gotten way better. Yeah.
But, Tyrod, I've always liked Tyrod. I'm going to say he has more yards.
All right, I'll go now. I'll bring it back to food, and we can talk about this like
Please.
We are the
yes.
offensive linemen.
Toss it up. Let's go.
For the Patriots, what is your best Thanksgiving side dish?
So my favorite is, if I can only pick one.
Just one.
Sweet potatoes and marshmallows on it.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That was an underdog. I didn't expect that.
Sweet potatoes and marshmallows on it. What's yours?
It's stuffing. It's okay. Always stuffing.
Always
it's
stuffing.
Always okay,
stuffing.
Okay.
It's stuffing is so good.
Because you never get it any other time of the year.
Nope. Correct. You only have it with Thanksgiving.
Do we like celery or no celery in our stuffing?
I'm okay with celery.
I love celery.
I prefer no celery.
Out with the celery. No celery.
Okay, nope. That's
it's
fine.
It's not like it tastes like anything.
So do you prefer your stuffing to be a little bit more on the mushy
moist,
side?
Yes. Moist. Yes. Give me the good moist no celery stuffing.
So quick addendum add to this question. Do you have a favorite Thanksgiving pie?
I don't.
Are you a pie guy?
I am not a pie guy.
Okay.
Never really been a pie guy, so I pass on pie.
Okay.
I'm just a big say no.
Yeah. I'm a big apple guy, but I also love a good blueberry pie.
Okay. All right.
Pie kind of sucks.
What?
It does.
It's
just a big slop dish.
Yeah.
That's
what
it is.
That's why I like it.
What?
It's just so.
I'm so baffled by this.
Here's
don't
your
like
big
pie?
Sugar slop dish. I said it kind of sucks. Like there are.
Do you just
yes,
not like
some
desserts? Because you don't like ice cream.
Are
either.
You kidding? I love dessert. Shine, that was an off-air comment.
Sorry. You said you've done a rant about milk on this air before.
Yeah,
so
we didn't get into ice cream.
Okay.
There you go. Killing all my ice cream branding opportunities.
So you
thanks
would,
a lot, Shine. Taking money out of my pocket.
So if you're presented with apple pie a la mode, you'd just be like, no thanks for me. I want none of
exactly.
this.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
I'm like, no thanks.
I don't know what to do.
You know what I like is a pecan pie.
Ew.
Pecan pie.
What about cobblers? Are you guys
good? I like cobblers.
I like cobblers more than I like
pies.
What's the difference?
I've never had a cobbler.
Yep. You got to go to the down south.
What is a cobbler? What's the difference
peach cobbler.
Between a pie?
It's just
it's like a crisp. You know,
it's a crispier and it's all mushed together.
So I'm of a German descent. My aunt used to make like the best apple kuchen on the planet. Yes.
Excuse me?
What is a kuchen?
You have something in your throat?
Kuchen is just like the German word for cake, but it's a pie, but it's like instead of like having like a pie like crust on top, there's like almonds and stuff. It's dude,
sounds
dynamite.
Delish.
So good.
Okay, let's get back to the questions
so
here.
Good. I'm so hungry now.
Ted, what is the harshest critique you ever got from a national pundit or play-by-play announcer?
Can't think of a national. I can think of one local guy that he just one word he called me, and I'll never forgive him for it. And if you're listening, Steve, sorry, bud, I got to tell the story. But Steve Buckley called me serviceable once.
Ooh.
And I had words with him in the locker room. Yeah, it's like, and I was having, it was my last year, and I thought I was having a really good year my last year. And he called me serviceable. And I was like, I saw him in the locker room. I said, don't you cover baseball? Aren't you a baseball guy? Love you, Steve. Mean it.
I love Buck.
He's a good guy. He felt actually really bad about it.
Well, let me just say, if that's the harshest critique you ever got was serviceable, that's not too bad. Yep. Yeah, it's fine. It's serviceable.
Because we talked about the whole spitting thing when Jalen Carter did it, right? You've never been spit on as a player, right?
In high school, I was.
That's such a disgusting thing to do to someone.
Yeah, it is. It's like slapping someone in the face.
And then the crazier thing is Jamar Chase is like, nah, I didn't spit on nobody. And there's video evidence. Like, it's everywhere.
In 4K, you can see it.
Yeah, like it was like
it's
a
low down.
It was a post-milk loogie is what it looked like.
I'd rather you punch me than spit on me.
I mean, if I have to choose between the two, I don't know what. Okay, who is your all-time favorite play-by-play announcer and color commentator? You can either choose these separately or you can choose a tandem. Hey, I like these two in the booth together.
The boys, Thomas already played it. I'm the biggest Pat Summerall, John Madden fan. Mm, but also, back in the day, you know, we were on CBS, but we were on NBC a lot. So Dick Enberg was one of my favorites. Mm. I'm a big fan of Jim Nance. He's a H-Town guy. And then Kevin Harlan is very, very good.
Anyone, the man is drunk.
Yeah,
anyone Harlan, you great. Can't stand?
There isn't really any. I used to hate Collinsworth.
Really?
But I just feel like he's pass mellowed rush. Out and gotten a lot better.
The pass rushers is rush. Tough. Yeah. And it's tough.
Oh, Mike, I got to tell you, this guy.
I love him so much. That's fun.
He used to be very arrogant. Like, just, like, very, so arrogant. Now he's more humble, and so I just like
I think he's leaning into the outrageousness of the, like, moans, too. Like, the calls where just like the, I got to tell you about this guy, Mike. Like,
it's so good. Right.
It's the best. I love it.
All right. How about your favorite and least favorite all-time Cincinnati Bengals?
So I would say my least favorite is Vontaze Burfict. Never was a fan. Ooh, just because he went above and beyond, like, being physical. He tried to hurt guys.
Yeah.
Juju
laid him out one time. Remember that, Smith-Schuster?
Yeah.
Oh, he took Burfict's head off.
Oh, did he? I missed that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was like the blind side block, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to – one of my favorite guys, it was Adam Pac-Man Jones.
Really?
Believe it or not.
That's the last guy I was expecting you to say.
I know that's crazy.
Oh, wow. This is fantastic.
Okay, noted good guy, Pac-Man.
No, not a good guy.
Excellent kick returner.
But fun to watch. Are you ready for this? You know how, so he's a punt returner. Do you know how many punt returns he had in a row without calling a fair catch?
How many in a row? Oh, wow. I don't know. Let's go with your number, 52.
52. Any guesses? Any other guesses?
7!
12.
Would you be surprised to hear he had 96 punt returns?
He never called a fair punt return.
Never called a fair catch. That's partly why he's kind of a badass.
That's
what a
amazing.
Lunatic. Yeah,
96
wow.
straight punt. And then honorable mention, I would put in that Anthony Munoz. One of my favorite Bengals of all time.
Very good. All right. I got one here, and I don't know if you saw this or not, but there are 9 senior Hall of Fame semifinalists out right now. Mm-hmm. These are guys you might have watched when you were younger. Yep. Some of them are way before my time. But I'll give you the list. You tell me which of them you think should make it. Ken Anderson, quarterback for the Bengals. Roger Craig, running back for the Niners and Raiders. Henry Ellard, wide receiver for the Rams. Elsie Greenwood of the Steel Curtain. Joe Jacoby, offensive tackle for Washington. Eddie Mater? I don't even know how to say this guy's name. Defensive back for the Rams. Stanley Morgan for the Patriots, wide receiver. Steve Tasker, the famous gunner for the Bills. And Otis Taylor, Chiefs wide receiver. Who do you like on that
list? Those are all great names, but partly it might be because I saw these guys play a lot more. But Roger Craig. Roger Craig and Joe Jacoby.
Surprised Craig wasn't in already.
I am too. Yeah. I am too. He had a style that was very unique to him. If you remember, he was known for his high knees. You will never see a guy run with his knees going as high as he did. And he also had Tom Rathman in the backfield with him.
He had a big 1,500-yard season, huh? Right. So, like, yeah. I don't know a whole lot about Roger Craig. I'm just kind of looking at the box.
He was in the backfield when Joe Montana and they were winning the Super Bowl. So, yeah. I'd say Roger Craig out of all those names.
Yeah. All right, we good?
All set.
All right,
well
very
done,
good.
Ted
Johnson,
guys,
the top Ted list is over. Get on out of here. We'll see you on TV later. That is Ted Johnson, ladies and gentlemen. That means there's only one thing left to do. It is time to get real greasy here. Get down in the mud. It's time to get degenerate with the gambling hour that's coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
No, Mac, no, we haven't, but we do like to talk about it, and we do like to throw down some money on it, as we do have a packed slate of 1 o'clock games here. Not a great 4 o'clock window, as Chime's been telling you all during trending. Some ugly ones there, but some potential for some good action, especially in that Browns-Raiders game. Let's get to it here, Mega. What do we got today?
Well, let's get started with our Patriots game. So Patriots at the Bengals. I'll start with you here, Arcan.
Okay, it's 7.5 at just about every book. Bummer. All the money's on the Patriots. All the bets are on the Patriots. It's when it comes to the spread, it's more like 3/4 to 1/4. I don't see how the Patriots don't go out and really blow doors in this one. That's what I'm expecting. They've been awesome on the road. It's the worst defense of all time. I think they make a statement here. I don't think they're going to be working on certain things. I think they're going to try and put up a lot of points, and I'm not sure the Bengals will be able to hang with them. I don't think it's going to be as close as Tommy Curran did. I'm going to go ahead and take the Patriots and the points.
Yeah, this number is so weird. It's kind of fluctuated all week. It opened at 7, then it moved to 8.5 when Ja'Marr Chase got suspended. Then there were the rumors that Joe Burrow was going to play, and it went down to 5.5, which was awesome. Love that CLV. And I have many, many bets of 5.5 because that is no way the Patriots should have been favored by less than a touchdown at any time. I will take the Patriots here -7.5. I don't love the hook, but I'll lay it anyways. I don't care. I think the Pats win by double digits.
Let's get into one of the most intriguing games of the day. That would be the Colts at the Chiefs. I'll start right here with you, Shem.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite games to bet. I think it's a Colts play here. +3.5. You get the hook. I love that for the Colts. This Kansas City offense is, like, broken. There's no flow to it. There's no rhythm. Mahomes is off. He's missing wide-open guys down the field. I don't love what I've seen from Kansas City's defense. I will take Indianapolis, Jonathan Taylor, and the 3.5 points.
There was a time where the Colts were blowing everybody out. It seemed like they had that big win over the Raiders. They blew out the Chargers. They blew out the Titans. The Steelers kind of stopped them in their tracks. And then they squeaked by the Falcons. So I'm looking at a game like this and a line like this, and I'm a little skeptical, but the steam here is 59% of the money. 62% of the bets are on the Colts to get within 3 or 3.5 anyway. And I think I'm leaning that way, too. I don't believe in the Chiefs.
Most likely a much less exciting game is going to be the Giants at the Lions. Arkin, who are you going with?
Okay, Lions here getting two scores, 13.5, 14, depending on where you look. I don't think that's out of the question. The Giants are just so banged up. It's Jameis again. You'll probably see a turnover or two. I think the Lions can cover this. I hate big spreads like this, but I think in this case it's warranted.
Yeah, I probably won't touch the spread in this game, but I'll play the over. Over 50.5. It's the squarest play there is, but the Lions play great at home. They're phenomenal after a loss, and then Jameis is good for either points for your team or their team, so either way, you're getting points. Give me the over 50.5.
Shime, next up, we got Seahawks at Titans.
Yeah, this is a big spread. I am not afraid to bet, and I have bet already multiple times. Give me the Seahawks laying 12.5. I was fine with this number all the way up to 14. The Titans are so, so terribly bad. The Seahawks defense might score two touchdowns again themselves. It's going to be very similar to that Cardinals game a couple weeks ago. Give me Seattle laying the 12.5.
Yeah, I'm largely with you here, too. I thought the Titans looked pretty decent against Houston last week. They had their bye, and they lost by one touchdown to the Chargers, so they haven't been getting blown out as much lately, but the Seahawks, I think, are on a different level than those teams, and right now are going to go into Tennessee and just destroy them. So, yeah. I'm all right with that, too. Give me Seattle, and I'll lay the points.
Let's get back to at least someone from your conference. That would be the Jets at the Ravens. Shime, who you got?
Yeah, I'll take the 14 points with the Jets. It's two scores here. I don't love what I've seen from the Ravens. Lamar is hurt. I will be betting him to his under-rushing total. Haven't even looked at it today. I will blind bet it. Don't care. Give me the Jets plus 14.
Yeah, I like the Jets plus 14 here, too. They don't get blown out. They don't. They hang around. Even with Justin Fields and
you'll get the Tyrod Taylor bump
inability
today.
To do it. You got Tyrod Taylor, who I don't think is good or anything, but I do think that Jets defense does still have some players on it who can make plays. The Ravens are a little discombobulated, and it's just a ton of points. I know I just said the opposite about Seattle and Tennessee, but I think here the Jets can keep it close enough that it's not two scores.
Arkan, let's go to Vikings at Packers.
All right. This is an interesting game here. The Packers are without Josh Jacobs. Minnesota has had some surprising wins this year, and they are getting 6.5 points. I like Minnesota to get there. I'm gonna go with them. I don't think Green Bay covers that 6 or 6.5, depending on which book you're at. Just based off of not having the running game and them being a little fraudulent this year, they've had worse losses than they would if they lost today. I don't think they lose, but I think the Vikings get close enough.
Yeah, I will take the Packers. I'll lay the points. I just think J.J. McCarthy is that bad, and I think the Packers defense is good. That's how they cover this spread. Give me the Packers. I'll lay the 6.5.
This one's at least a little bit more intriguing. Let's go to Steelers at Bears. Shime, who you got?
Yeah, I love this game, Mego. I will bet the Bears here. No Aaron Rodgers makes it an easier bet. I liked it better at 2.5. It is now 3. I'll still lay the 3 with the Bears. I think the Bears are kind of fraudulent, but like they are figuring out ways to win, and as Ted aptly pointed out, they lead the league in turnover differential. Give me the Bears laying the 3 at home today.
Yeah, if it was Rodgers, maybe, although I'm not, he's not great, and he's got a broken wrist. Rudolph out there against a Bears team that seems to be hitting its stride right now. I saw an ESPN piece today that said that Ben Johnson was a better hire than Mike Vrabel based on the turnaround there in Chicago, and I don't agree with that, but I can see how you can at least make the argument. I think that's a team that can beat Pittsburgh by 3.
We are finally out of the 1 o'clock window, but unfortunately that brings us to some crummy games in the 4 o'clock window. So Shime, let's start with Jags at Cardinals.
I'll lay the 2.5 with the Jags here. I think they're pretty good. I don't think the Cardinals are very good. I don't like this game at all. I guess I'll lay that with the Jags. The bet I like more, though. Jacoby Brissett set a completions record last week, completing 47 passes in a single game. I will take the pass attempts over for Jacoby Brissett today. When I did pick talk earlier this week, it was 33.5. It is now up to 35.5, so you got to get to 36 here, but I still like the over on pass attempts for Jacoby Brissett.
Pick talk with all the comments of everyone saying, please stop doing this, I thought was the funniest thing
Thank
ever.
You. I appreciate that.
I thought that was very, very funny.
Thank you.
As for this game, how about this for chasing the steam? Arizona's getting 45% of the bets and 75% of the money at plus 2.5. If you can get that number, I'd take it. And you know what? I'll take Arizona here, too.
Wow. Okay, let's move on to Browns at Raiders.
Okay, you know where I'm going with this. The Browns right now, 46% of the bets, and they plus money just on the money line. They're plus 155 on the money line, 46% of the bet, 76% of the money. I'm going to go with Cleveland to win outright, so I'll take them plus 3.5
as well. Yeah, this is my best bet of the day. I will take the Las Vegas Raiders. I will lay the 3 points. I don't think Shadur is very good. I don't think he's ready. I think he could be okay as an NFL quarterback, but right now, he is not good. I will take Max Crosby to dominate this game. Give me the Raiders minus three.
Shime, NFC East showdown. You got the Eagles at the Cowboys.
Yeah, I can't bet against the Eagles. I will lay the 3 points with the Eagles until I'm proven otherwise. Like, this team is so good. They will probably win this game. It'll be the ugliest football game you see all day today, even with some of the matchups on this slate. They'll probably win like 19-12. Give me the Eagles by three.
I'm going to go with Dallas here. Just because of the number, I don't think that the Eagles are a bad team, and I think they'll probably win, but I don't know. That's a lot. That's 3 points, I feel like, is a lot for them. Dallas is at home. I naturally sort of gravitate towards the home dogs anyway, so yeah, give me Dallas plus three.
Okay, we got Falcons at Saints. Shime, quickly.
Yeah, I'm a mother shucker. Give me Tyler Shuck here to win for the Saints minus 1.5.
Okay. I'll go with the Falcons, I guess. I just think they're the better team. They got more talent there, and they're the underdogs.
Okay, let's wrap up with Bucks at Rams Sunday Night Football.
Love the Rams. Lay the 7. Easy money.
Give me Tampa plus 7. That's too many points. All right, that's all the time we have here. Enjoy the football, everybody. Want to say thanks to Tommy Curran, Wiggy, for Shime, for Mego, and for Ted Johnson, and, of course, Thomas behind the glass. I'm Christian Arcan. This has been Football Sunday. We'll talk to you next week right here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. See ya.
See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.